Most of the Midwest will see a favorable mix of rain and sunshine as we move forward through this next full week to 10 days. The pattern really is ideal for most of the established crops across the region. Corn and soybeans will eat up the environment here that is basically inclusive of normal temperatures and periodic precipitation. Yes, we still have some areas that are excessively wet in the Midwest, and it's easy to become a little bit obsessive about that situation. I think it's important to keep it all in perspective. We're not seeing any increase in the wet biased areas. The flooding is not becoming any worse. We're not expecting it to increase very significantly. In fact, it should decrease as we move through this next 10 days to 2 weeks. So the areas that are too wet are still going to be struggling with problems of lower yield potential and quality. But because we're not going to be expanding it, there's no new crop area that's going to be hurt, and it's easy to stay focused on the problem areas. But in reality, a big part of the Midwest is looking at almost ideal weather conditions right now. Pollination will be successful for corn, and soybeans will enjoy some warmer temperatures periodically. The degree day accumulations might be something to keep an eye on a little later in the summer, but I think for right now everything looks pretty darn good. Soil moisture in the Midwest is plentiful. There are some areas that definitely need to dry down a little bit. A little greater sunshine would be ideal. There are other areas that are doing very well, though. The U.S. Delta and southeastern states experienced some decrease in soil moisture here recently, and pockets of dryness is becoming a little bit more significant in some of those areas, but we don't expect that to fester into a very big problem either. Some of the computer forecast models today have suggested that maybe next week there will be a better scattering of showers and thunderstorms in some of the drier biased areas in the southeastern states, and if that actually verifies, we'll probably see some improvement in crop conditions for a lot of that region. I'm not completely convinced that the precipitation is going to be well balanced there, but we'll still keep a close eye on it. The bottom line is I don't think we're widespread dryness in any area that's going to be significant enough to have an impact on the marketplace. The temperatures across the Midwest this morning running mostly in the upper 60s and 70s. We're going to see afternoon temperatures through a big part of the coming week running in the 80s. There will be some 70 degree readings in the Great Lakes region every once in a while. There will be also some lower 90s later this week across some of the western and southernmost parts of the Midwest. Such conditions are considered to be mostly normal for this time of the year and certainly favorable for corn pollination as well as successful production across the region. Now there's going to be some shower and thunderstorm activity, as I mentioned before, that's going to come and go across the Midwest. The precipitation is not expected to be heavy, except in localized areas. But we will see the majority of the precipitation for the next 7 days running in a quarter to three quarters of an inch range in a big part of the Midwest. There may be some 1 inch plus amounts that occur in a few pockets along the Ohio River. There may also be some heavy rains in parts of Missouri, or we've already seen some hefty amounts of rain in recent weeks. The northern portions of the U.S. Plains and Canada's prairies still have some problems with dryness going on. Parts of Saskatchewan and southeastern Alberta did not do well with rainfall over the weekend, and their summer crops are still hurting badly for moisture, and it doesn't look like there's going to be a big change in that particular region. In hard red winter wheat country, we're seeing some showers and thunderstorms intermixing with sunshine and very warm temperatures, but so far the environment's been really good for the advancing harvest in Colorado and Nebraska. Most of the fieldwork further to the south has concluded or is winding down. We expect temperatures in the plains to be a little less hot this week, with readings meant in a more seasonable range after over the weekend seeing temperatures in the upper 90s to lower 100s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.